All right. Keith, 4 minutes.
We
Got a 4 minute warning there. Testing, testing. All right. Right, I'm going to mute all participants. All right, 3 minutes. It's enough time to read the Zeichah Nishmatos and the Refuah Shelemah. Zeichah Nishmat, Yosef Shoshak ben Yitzchak, Yaakov Ibn Avraham, Yitzchak ben Moshe Aryeh. Unfortunately, Abadov and Chana, Chaim Aryezev, Ben Yosef Svi, Menachem Mendel, Ben Ari, Aryeh, Ben Sarah, Moshe Zeleg, Ben Chavarizal. Just pull up in honor of all the nurses and the healthcare heroes. Hold on, let me just make sure. Okay, give me 1 minute. All right. So we are going to start from 45B towards the end, which was yesterday's dash, so we could start a new sugya. This is also in the zechus of a refuah, kra la v'lavo for Aryeh ben Sima Tilly. Okay. Right, so let's get started. Omar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, and this is basically the end of a sugya And also the beginning of the third year, we're going to discuss a candelabrum, lectern, and that this basically opens up the whole opinion of a lectern. Of a lectern, whatever you want to call it. The thing you use to light the Shabbat candles. Is it muksa or not? So, Amar Lei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. Hold on. I just want to invite someone. All right. I really would like to get started. Okay. Perfect. Welcome, Yonatan. All right, now we could fly. Okay, so the end of 45B, the end of the daf, yesterday's daf, Omar discusses the whole sugya. If a lechter, or whatever you use to light the Shabbat candles, whatever the term is, a candelabrum, if you want to use Quran English, is muksa or not. So, Omar le Abaye le Rav Yosef, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, that lo tithra Rav Yochanan ke Rav Yehuda, and you yourself do not hold the Rav Yochanan rules in accordance with Rav Yehuda, ha Rabbi Abba the Rabbi Asi, even before Rav Yitzchak came and cited the statement in his name. Didn't Rav Asi and didn't Rav Abba and Rav Asi happen to come into the house of Rav Abba, who was from Haifa? I'm going to do a little bit more English than Hebrew, but we'll try to get everything in because I one time asked a certain prominent Rav in Kew Gardens Hills and Rav Schoenfeld, he basically holds that doing the English does count, but to be traditional, I'll do as much Aramaic as I can without boring people. So, didn't Rav Abba and Rav Asi happen to come to the house of Rabbi Abba, who was from Haifa, and a lechter a candelabrum fell into the cloak of Rabbi, and he did not move it? What is the reason that he did not lift up his cloak? Is it not because Rabbi was a student of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds in accordance to the importance of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there is an asura to set aside an item that is mixah. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Last line on the bottom, the Taimama. Fract the Gemara. Rabba Rav Yossi Damrei Tarcheyu. And what is the reason that there is a unique asura in the use of a lechtern? In the use of a candelabrum? Hola the Adam, Kobe Alam Akam. Rabba Rav Yossi Fossi, since a person usually designates a fixed place for it due to a size and its use. In my house, it's on top of a bookcase in the kitchen, and it does not move from there, ever. V'harei kalita hatanim adam kozei alo makom. It is considered as if it is a built-in part of the home. And moving the lechter is like dismantling the house. The Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Kalita Hatanim. Chatanim, sorry. Abbas Rabbi Yosef, a chatan's chuppah is an object for which a person needs a set place for. And as a last, Shmuel said in Rabbi Chiya, with regards to groom's candidacy, we are now on 46A. Today's daf. Mutar l'doteah umatar l'parkah. You are allowed to assemble it, and you could even dismantle it on Shabbat. Hello, my baya. Sorry, which basically means, well, Rav Salavitch says on this that if the permanent object like this can be built on Shabbos, and for no reason for the Asurah building, all the more so it should not be considered building and dismantling in the case of a candelabrum. Allah Omar Baya, rather by says the Shochalios. Ihachi, my time of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Tishrei. Abaya says here it is referring to a special candelabrum, a special lechter made of joints, made of removable parts that you that snap into each other. There actually are some that exist today. By the way, on a side note, the coolest kitono I ever seen was made with magnets that snapped right into each other. It is very possible to do such a thing. So that's the type of lechter in question. The Gemara asks, if so, is it referring to that type of lechter? What is the reason for the opinion, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who allows moving the lechter in all situations? My Julios, Cain Julios. The Gemara replies, it is not referring to a candelabrum that can actually be dismantled. Chalutah Cain. Gadola bein katana asura l'teltela. Rather, what is the meaning of joints? Similar to joints, there are grooves in it. Similar to joints, there are grooves in it, and it appears as if it is made of different components. Therefore, to summarize, with regard to a candelabrum made of actual joints, both one that is large and one that is small, it is asura to move it. Because it is common for a large lectern to be made of joints, if one saw someone carrying a large grooved lectern, he would mistakenly assume that it had joints to the similarity between them and would mistakenly allow carrying a large one composed of joints. So where's the disagreement? They disagree in the case of a small lectern that has grooves. Rabbi Yochanan says we issue a gezeira, making it an aser, even a small grooved one, due to the large one, which could hurt people. I unfortunately had a relative that got burnt up because of a big lectern falling on them a few years ago. He's Baruch Hashem fine. So these are serious stuff and serious issues. And Reish Lakish holds that we do not issue a gezeirah because a small candelabrum is not typically made of joints. Everyone realizes that the grooves are strictly for decorative purposes only. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, as Rabbi Yochanan actually says the halachas with the accordance of Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha kesa mishnah, usnan mukhne shalah. Uma Uma Didn't Rabbi Yochanan state the following? The halacha is in accordance with an unattribute Mishnah. There's a stira within there. What's going on here? And we learned in the Mishnah that discusses ritual impurity, tameh, of a wagon with a detachable undercarriage. The wagon's undercarriage under the wagon, which is detachable from the wagon, is not considered part of a wagon. It is not measured with it. This refers to the volume of 40 sa'a. So too here, so too here, one may not pull the wagon on Shabbat when there is money in it. Okay, what does that have to do with the tea of China? What does it have to do with the sugya? So Hakmi Nishkan China. Nishkan Chinik. Hain Allah Ma'ot. Sharia Avogav the whole Elaha bin Hashmashot. If there's not money on it, one may move the wagon even if there was money on it at bin Hashmashot. Why then, Rabbi Yochanan, who always rules in accordance with an untributed Mishnah, not rule in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon? Omar Rabbi Zera, Zera said that our Mishnah apply only to a case in which there was no money on the wagons throughout the entire duration of twilight. This strange interpretation is accepted so as not to have a stira and reject the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Pamachat Halcha, Rabbi Dilla Yosefa, Rabbi Menorah. Now we're discussing a Menorah. We're discussing a Lechner, now we're discussing a Menorah. Rabbi Shimon ben Ner. Abaya Ivalahu, Harayabim Haminora, Kubishima Benir Ha Suracha, Uduma, Hayab Minora Isura, Rabbi Shimon Benir Ha Tarte Teku. Rishu Ben Levi said, what type of Yehuda Nasi went to the town of Disofra and issued a ruling with regard to Minora in accordance with the ruling that Rishu made with regard to an oil lamp? This description is insufficiently clear. Therefore, a dilemma was raised for the Chachamim. Does this mean that he issued a ruling in the case of a Lechner, like the ruling of Shimon in the case of a Menorah, to allow to move it? Or perhaps he issued a ruling in the case of a Lechner to Aser moving it? And in another case, he ruled in accordance with the ruling of Rabbi Shimon made in the case of oil lamp to prohibit moving it, etc. Teku. We'll find out the answer when Mashiach comes. As Rad Hashem, we need Mashiach. We need Mashiach. Remilkia Ilka Libi Ashal Pli. Oh wow, we're still only on Amud Aleph. I'm trying to get the Amud Beis. I'm sorry. Try to get there tonight. Ifkid Rabbi Shlomi. Rabbi Yossi Agali Ayuka Letray. Rabbi Yossi ve Rabbi Chanina Tatao, Trake ve Afkid, Rabbi Yossi ve Rabbi Chanina Abia, Rabbi Yavio ki Alka ve Asarai, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Haba Metata Shraga, Ki Okia ala Chrea, Rabbi Yochanan lo Haba Metata Shraga, Ma Navshech, I ki Rabbi Yehuda Savrela ke Abba Rabbi Yochanan, I Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Savrela, Ala Abbi ki Rabbi Shimon, Le Yolam ki Rabbi Shimon Savrela, it was told that Rabbi Malkia came into the home of Rabbi Salmi and moved an extinguished menorah, and Rabbi Salmi got very angry, and Rabbi Yaisi bar Rabbi Chanina. Bar Rabbi Chanina became angry. The Gemara also relates to Rabbi Abihu, who happens to have come to place with Rishu ben Levi. He would move menorah. However, when he came to place with Rabbi Yochanan, he would not move menorah. The Gemara wonders, whichever way you look at it, there's a kasha. Holds in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, let him act with him in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. If he holds like Rabbi Shimon, let him hold for Rabbi Shimon. And so the Gemara actually could be explained that Rabbi Abayu holds in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, they could move. However, he has respect for Rabbi Yochanan and respects his opinion. If only everybody respected everyone's opinion and the phrase two Jews, three opinions was extinguished, the world would be a better place. Omar Rabbi Huda says, Shrega the Masha, Ashrela Tolta, the Naphtha Asur. With regard to extinguish your lamp, you are allowed to move it, but a Napita lamp, you cannot move it. This is not the Fita is unpleasant. The lamp is used to blue for lighting. With regard to a Nefita lamp, too, it is allowed to move it. Yonatan, text me if you're able to follow along. I just want to make sure I didn't lose you. Via Elkia, the Bay Rabah, Habe Mithyan Bay, Korea, Bitana, Atili Para, Ke May de Rafa, Afki Rafa, Bere the Sora. Aya happened to come to Rabbi's house. His feet were to the roof clay, and he had to put them in bed before Rava. Avkid Rava? But Elisorasa. On my lay, my time at Rabbi Rabba Yosef, the Amre Tarvehu, Saraga, Benaf, Tanami, Shari, the Totaraha. On my lay, Haroa, Bechazer, the Gazeba, Mina. Ella, me, Ita, Ko, Sarao, the Shebechazer, Betalpin, and Ho, El, Bechazin, Gokore, Behu, Mana. Amale, Aika Torah Keli Aleha, Hini Leka Torah Keli Mi La Tanya. And we'll be up to Amin Bet after I explain this. Abavia happened to have come to Rabba's house. His suit was dirty with clay, and he put them on the bed before Rabba. Rabba was very angry. Hold on. Okay, good. He was very angry because he dirtied the bed and therefore wanted to torment him with questions that he could not answer. Rabbi says, and what is the reason? The rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said, with regard to an after lamp, you're allowed to move it. Rabbi Avia says, and said, it's suitable to cover a keli with it. Keli, keli. Rabbi said to him, but if that's the case, all pebbles in the yard may also be created up into Shabbat, since it is suitable to cover a keli with it. All right. How long is that? All right. Let's do this. It's not so long. 46b. Hashirim, Hanazin, Hazel Rahin, Kichol Hakilim, Halim Bechatzer. Voiceless nose rings that rings, although it was asked to go into the public domain wearing them on Shabbat, they're like kelim that can be moved in the courtyard. The Omar Ula, and Ula said, my time, what's the reason that you can move it in the courtyard? It is because the status of a keli applies to it. The status of a vessel in Rishut HaRabim, in public property. What is the reason that it is permitted to move nose rings in the yard? It is because the status of a keli applies to it. Apparently, keli status is sufficient to permit moving it on Shabbat. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, thank God that Rabba did not embarrass Rabia, and Rabia managed to successfully answer the questions of Rabba. Rabbi Le, Rabbi Le, Rabba Tanya, Moser Hashem Ben, Shabaka Shabaka Asur, Rabbi Shimon Matil, Alama Le, Rabbi Shimon Le Buksa, Remenu, Rabbi Shimon Omar, Koshin Mumun. Nakar Erev Yom Tov Ein Ze Min Hamuchan. By raised the steel before Rabba, citing two sources with regard to Siddhas on a Shabbat, Torah Braita, with regard to the remaining oil that is used in a menorah and in a bowl which wick was lit. It was also to use on Shabbat, Rabbi Shimon permits it. Apparently, Rabbi Shimon is not of the opinion that there is an Asura set aside. The contradiction is raised from the parallel source. Since the Chacham discussed the halakha of the firstborn of an animal, developed a blemish on Yom Tov, the firstborn must be examined to determine whether or not the type of mum disqualifies the animal from being sacrificed as a carbon. The Shimon says, any firstborn animal whose blood is not perceptible before the festival is not amongst the animals appeared prior to Yom Tov for use on Yom Tov. Therefore, an item not appeared in advance has set aside status, according to Rabbi Shimon. Ha 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 ha! Rabbi says, how can you compare these cases? Adam Yoshua Mitzvah, Amiti, Tichba Nero. Then in the case of the lamp, a person sits and anticipates if his candle will be extinguished. It's clear to him that it will be extinguished, and he can safely assume certain amounts of oil will remain in the lamp or the bowl. Me and Ma, the Nafel Bamuma, the Imtim Selamar, the Nafel Bamuma, Me Oma, the Nafel Ba Mum Kavua, the Imtim Selamar, the Nafel Ba Mum Kavua, Me Oma, the Mum Kavulei Chacham. Here does a person sit and anticipate with a whiff of blemish, a mum, will be full. Who said that a permanent mum would enable it to be slaughtered, to be shechted, will be full? And even if you say that a permanent mum would be full, who says that a chacham will agree to engage in examining the mum, since there's so many uncertainties involved? Aimless double itself, there is no ending. Meitiv Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama raises an objection to the last point. Ma'parim natirim nidarim b'Shabbat. One can be matur neder on Shabbat. When a darim shehim was sorech to Shabbat le'amai. Okay, is this better now? Lema mi yomar dimasadik la ba'al. One may nullify vows on Shabbat. Just waiting for your text back if this is clear. One may nullify vows on Shabbat, be matur nader. A woman who vowed that certain food is asur to her husband can nullify her nader on Shabbat. And likewise, one may request that a chacham find an opening to dissolve her vows. For example, if the factor that one was taking the nader failed to take into account, or an element of regret, of charata. If that asura is for the purpose of Shabbat, the question rises up. And why, after a man has matur netted his wife's vow, should she be permitted to eat that food? When the woman vowed not to eat that food, she consciously set it aside. Even if some way to dissolve the vow is found, the food should remain set aside. On the basis of the same uncertainty that was raised above, who says that her husband will agree to engage in nullifying her oath? Perhaps he will refuse to nullify it. Atam kederav finchas mashmi deraba, the mara finchas mashmi deraba, kohan nedirot alda balehu nedirot. And for the Gemara answers, they're in the case of nedaros, and we're going to stop by Tashema because it starts a whole new sugya. The sugya continues by Ella. By Mativ Rava, it starts a whole new sugya. So we'll stop by Tashema and then we'll continue tomorrow. If that is okay. Hachi Asha. Atam Adam Yeshuv Mitzvah Tichbenei Rau. Hacha Adam Yeshuv Mitzvah Matai Yapo Bo Mum. Amalacha Adyam Pilin Pal Ba Muma. Oh wait, we just did this one. All right, so on the next one. Masiv Rabbi Yicham Barcham. Rabbi Barcham raised an objection to the last point, from which we learned about nullifying on Shabbat. I was sorry, Chashabab Amai. Mi Amar Le Ba. One may be matur neder on Shabbat. A woman who vowed that certain food is prohibited to her, her husband can nullify the vow. The question arises, after a man is nullified, would she still be able to eat that food? She made a neder. Let's say it's Chalav Yisur Av. Someone made a promise to eat Chalav Yisur Av. That's a perfect example. So in the Gemara answers, Hazam Grab Pinchas Matil Rabba. We're going to stop after here. The Amar of Pinchas Matil Rabba, Kohad Nevar al Da'aba Lihahu Hanadarout. There, in the case of the Nidarim, it can be explained in accordance with that Rav Pinchas said in the name of Rabba. Can you explain some of the fundamentals of the halachos of the neders? As if Pinchas said in the name of Rabba, every woman who takes a neder, it is during the outset on her husband's consent that she takes the neder. And she knows that her husband has the ability to nullify it, her vows are not absolute, and the final validation comes only through her husband's agreement. When a woman makes a neder, she does not set aside the food absolutely from potential use. Have a wonderful evening.